If you missed any of Sam Mellinger, you can catch it on the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, the on-demand tab, or the Apple podcast app. People's Court here in just a moment. I do want to say this. So many people talking about the OJ parole hearing today. Bigger national news to me, man. Like, the fact that Chester from Linkin Park is dead. Like, that takes me back, man. That takes me back to middle school. I don't know. You know, we're talking to a select part of the audience here if you're going to remember Linkin Park. But the thing that I always think about with them is they had one of those albums that, like, timestamps a part of my life. Their first album, Hybrid Theory, I grew out of Linkin Park pretty quick, probably by the time I was halfway through high school. But I can remember sitting in my room in, like, 7th and 8th grade listening to that Hybrid Theory album on the Discman that I used to have with clunky, old-school, dumb-looking headphones. But I listened to that album a lot, up and down. So that one did hit home when I saw that that he had passed away. Obviously, very sad to see that. But they're not one of, like, what I would consider one of my favorite bands, but they always have a special place with me just because it was an album that reminds me of a time in my life.
Yeah, I would echo those thoughts. I mean, I obviously...
Yeah, well, for you, that would have been like third grade.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I didn't appreciate the album when it came out, but I grew into, you know, around that same age that you were, that was kind of the same music that I liked to listen to. And so there were some good songs that they had, and very, very sad news.
Crawling in the End. They did do an album with Jay-Z as well.
Did they really?
It was like an entire, well, maybe more like an EP. It was at least like five or six songs with Jay-Z. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Worth checking out. This, to me, is a very easy problem. Yeah, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you got invited to go see a Nebraska football game. It's the Nebraska-Wisconsin game. And you asked me if you should go. And I was like, well, yes. Like, to me, that's a pretty easy response. Yes, I think the only question I asked you first was, what is K-State doing that day? Because if it's a K-State home game and you'd be missing that, missing work, like, I don't know that I would skip out on a K-State home game that you would normally go to the press box and work for.
Yeah, there would be no chance of that.
But if K-State's on the road, you don't have plans to go to the road game anyway. Yeah, absolutely you do this, man. Absolutely you go see.
Well,
as much as we would hate to admit it around here, and I take tons of shots in Nebraska, that stadium is one of the better places to go see a game in college football. Like, it's one of the, you know, top 10 or 15 stadiums probably that anybody would list off as the best stadiums and environments in college football. It's a pretty storied place.
The background here, my sister is getting married. Her fiance is wonderful, except for the fact that he grew up in a Nebraska family. And it's he has a birthday during the fall, and it's kind of a tradition that for his birthday he goes to a Nebraska football game. I'm part of that party this year, so I have the option of going to Nebraska and Wisconsin, a game that I can already tell you is going to finish like 10-7. It is on the same day as K-State at Texas in Austin, so that's kind of the decision that I have to make. I do totally agree with you in acknowledging that Nebraska is one of the premier environments in college football. It's just, I don't know. It's from when I grew up. That is walking right into the belly of the beast. I mean, Nebraska is the enemy during football season.
Well, they're not really a beast anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, they're going to go. I'm sure they're going to win 8 or 9 games again this year like they always do. But
or the 5 that they won the year before.
I mean, you see what I'm getting at here. It's difficult. I don't like them. I just don't. So I would like to get that experience, but I don't like them.
You have already been to a game there, which
I was very young, but yes.
Takes some. Well, okay. So it's almost like you haven't been then. If you don't remember too much of the game, like, you got to go to these places if you get a chance to. Regardless of if you hate the team, you got to go to these places.
Just get a Wisconsin shirt.
See, that's
put
the thing.
Put it on and go to the game.
I said before I even looked up what game it was, I told, because it was my sister who asked me, and I told her, look, if I do this, I am not wearing red. Problem is, they're playing Wisconsin, so I don't know exactly what my options would be unless I want to be one of those people who goes to a sporting event in completely unrelated clothing. By the way, the one game that I did see in Lincoln was in 2001 when K-State went there to play number two Nebraska, 31-21 loss.
Well, let's table the trolling aspect of this for right now, because that is something that I consider, and I have a lot of fun with things like that. So that's an appealing part of this to me as well. But you just think about it. So you just said 2001. I mean, that was 16 years ago. I can see how you wouldn't remember very much from that game. I can barely remember much from that game. I remember L. Roberson completing one of the probably like four passes he threw all game to hook up with like Aaron Lockett for a touchdown at the end of the first half. And I think they maybe had the lead going into halftime, which was pretty shocking. But it was an ugly game. Go experience it. Be able to say that that's on your bucket list as a place that you've watched a game. Take in the environment. Now, I'm not saying you have to agree that it's one of the best in college football, but whether you like it or not or agree with it or not, most people, consensus-wise, would consider that one of the better places to watch a game in college football. So go take it in. Formulate your own opinion. Go do things. See things. If you were in New York, would you be like, well, I hate the Yankees. They just drilled the Royals continuously when I was a kid, and they won all these titles just because they had money and I hate the big market. Are you going to not go to Yankee Stadium because of that? No, man, you got to go to Yankee Stadium and take in a game there and see what it's like. Allen Fieldhouse. Like, I made it a point to go to some of the K-State KU games at Allen Fieldhouse. I think the one that I actually bought a ticket and went because the prices were cheap enough is like my sophomore year of college. Would have been the Pullen-Denny Clement NIT year before the Elite Eight. And I was like, you know what? I got to do this. My team may get waxed, but I've got to experience this atmosphere. And another unpopular thing I will say, that atmosphere is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It is so loud. I have never heard a louder environment for a basketball game. And I'm glad I did it. Since then, I've been a couple times, all terrible losses. But I've been there three or four times, and like, it's an experience. For the experience as a sports fan, I think you have to seize these opportunities when you get them. So especially the fact that, would this be a free ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Free ticket to go see it? Yeah, this is a no-brainer for me.
I'm going to get to the poll results in just a second because they side a little bit more with me on this. I found the box score from that 0-1 game, and it really is spectacular. L. Roberson was 1 of 11 passing for 32 yards.
Bam. And a touchdown, correct?
Yes, and a touchdown and two picks.
Nailed it.
Mark Dunn was 3 for 7 passing in that game, and Eric Crouch was also 3 for 7 passing in that game. There were only seven completed passes in that football game. Anyway, results.
I enjoyed that.
54% say yes, I should go. 46% say no. So it's really close. I am, like, that's basically where I'm at right now. I am leaning toward going, but I definitely am not committed yet.
Well, I'm glad that you feel that way, and I think I know which way this will end up going.
It'll depend a little bit on, I mean, like, if, you know, if K-State is undefeated going into the Texas game, if they're really nationally relevant at that time, and especially if the games are happening at the same time.
Well, but, like, here's the deal,
man. That's a problem.
We got DVRs. Nobody watches anything live anyway right now.
I mean,
you can DVR the game.
Kind of supposed to, you know, cover the team, tweet about the game.
You think I think your Twitter followers can forgive you for one game that you wouldn't be tweeting.
Not if I went to Nebraska.
Anyway, I mean, yeah, look, you don't go to all the road games anyway. You're not taking anything out of the normal schedule.
We got a response from Matt who says, as long as he wears Wisconsin gear, he can keep his K-State credentials.
I don't think you need to worry about credentials or anything like that either. I'm not saying you have to wear Nebraska gear. But if you do wear Wisconsin gear, there is an important part of this that we have not talked about yet. And let's take a break and come back because this is, to me, what should put it over the top in terms of being an experience that you would enjoy and an experience worth having. That's next on The Game.